a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, he need cut a deep.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. We talk about, I'll tell you too, my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and what we talk about is Native issues all over Turtle Island. We talk about art. We talk about all these things that Native people are doing all around Turtle Island, but we also talk about the news, and we start out the show with the news that you don't hear anywhere else all over the United States, and that's a daily update of what's happening all over Turtle Island that affects Native Americans. So why don't we go right now, immediately, well, before we do that, this portion is what?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves.
I went off script there. Welcome, Ogama, with the news. Pini Gigi for being on, as always, and working really hard for our people all over Turtle Island.
Hey, Anim Buju, and thank you, Miigwech, for that. As always, on Native Roots Radio, we like to start a little bit locally, and a big issue that's been affecting Native people here in Minnesota, where we're broadcasting from, is Line 3, and the Stop Line 3 movement has not come to a halt, despite what some people may believe to be true, as so far it has not yet been stopped. However, if you're interested in getting involved, this Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., October 28th, is an event at the Army Corps of Engineers St. Paul District. That's at 180 5th Street East, number 700 in St. Paul. And what it will be is people picketing to demand the Army Corps of Engineers Stop Line 3's oil pipeline until a full environmental assessment has been done. They have a duty to assess the impacts of the land, waters, and people of the area, and a full assessment on Line 3 was never done. They chose this day to coordinate with students who are walking out to Stop Line 3 earlier in the day, and there will be also additional actions happening the next day on October 29th by the International Indigenous Youth Council. So make sure you're getting followed up with that. Make sure to search that hashtag, Stop Line 3. It's really important. Line 3 is not just affecting Minnesota. It also affects Wisconsin and Michigan, as the same company that is barreling through the land and wrecking the land here in Minnesota is doing the same in Wisconsin and Michigan with their Line 5 pipeline. The other thing I wanted to just mention, too, is that Enbridge Energy has not officially cleaned up the damage that they did to a calcareous aquifer, a calcareous fen, excuse me, which is a very specific type of aquifer. And it's really been, it's just been so frustrating, Robert, to watch Enbridge keep getting away with these things, you know, day after day, time after time. And Ron Turney, if you're not following Ron Turney, he's with the Indigenous Environmental Network, and he's been bringing a lot of really good coverage from his drone footage of what the damage really looks like that Enbridge has caused. So the west easement is showing additional spots where drilling fluids are still rising from unreported frackouts on August 3rd through 5th. So the treaty people gathering happened this last August near the Mississippi headwaters. And at that time, water protectors noticed that there was fracking fluid that was happening in that area. And that is one of the 28 frackouts, we think. But it sounds like, according to Ron, and I'm you know, inclined to believe him because he's been so close to this project, that this is probably unreported, especially if it's continuing to happen. And there's no workers in sight. I mean, they're just going to keep damaging these beautiful, pristine waters in Minnesota. It's absurd. Robert, do you
Yeah.
I mean, how are you feeling about Line 3 now that it's supposedly come to a halt?
Well, supposedly, right? And what we do here, and Ron and all the water protectors out there, are really putting out a good thing and putting out Enbridge on blast. And, you know, we talk about this, and it's going to be the war on water is next, and it's starting here in Line 3 in Minnesota and in Wisconsin and Michigan. All those pipelines are almost like a test run of how far they can go and how far they can push the government in a bad way, Ogama.
Right, exactly. So I want to switch over now to a little bit of other news. So in Minnesota, an apology for boarding schools was issued by the St. Benedict nuns just this week. NPR covered this story. So on the White Earth Reservation, the St. Benedict Order, the Sisters of St. Benedict and the monks of St. John's Abbey ran industrial schools for Native students near their monasteries in St. Joseph and Collegeville, Minnesota, up until the late 1800s. And that was a government boarding school opened. And they have issued an apology, which I think is, as by my count, the first apology from a religious organization on behalf of a religious organization for the boarding school era. Robert, are you familiar with any others?
No, not off the top of my head, but that's a really, really good question, and maybe some people listening in could really help us out with that.
Right. If you've heard of any other apologies from religious organizations who ran boarding schools, residential schools, or as this was called, industrial schools, it's really important to let us know, because this is the first one I'm hearing of. The St. Benedictine sisters wanted to sit with tribal members and listen to their stories. They acknowledge that these words are very cheap, and it's a challenge, but that they are seeking information about former students and working on history projects and trying to, you know, reconcile that really painful history. So I think that that's good in a lot of ways, but you know, this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, definitely. And it is funny, you know, you chuckle, but it's like I feel that, because it's like it's ridiculous. And I just want to let all our allies out there know that we're working hard for you to get this information out there, and Ogama is just working tirelessly. Boy, that's a hard word for me to say. Ogama's working a lot on this, on these issues, and I know you're talking to people all over Turtle Island every day to see what's going on. And I'm just proud of you and all you do, and how much effort you put into this, and how important your work is. And I just wanted to say that before we go to break. But do you have anything else before we go to break?
You know, I actually do have one more piece of good news, and this one came to me from Winona LaDuke's page. She shared this information today. The Alton Gas Project in Nova Scotia has been canceled after years of opposition. So after years of delays and court hearings and strong Mi'kmaq opposition, the Alton Gas Project on the Shubenacadie River in Nova Scotia has been canceled as of Friday. So the Calgary-based energy company AltaGas said the project receives mixed support and challenges and experience delay, and it was officially canceled. So that is a huge, huge win for First Nations in Canada and for Mother Earth, for Turtle Island. So I just wanted to share that with everybody today, that, you know, standing up for what we believe and standing up for Mother Earth really does make a difference.
You know, maybe I appreciate that. Maybe we should talk quickly about the guests that are coming on. We have Nancy Bolio coming on of Bemidji 350, MN 350, and also the former co-host with me of Rock the Vote Native Style here on AM 950, and we hope to rev that up in some form or another. And then we have Sasha Bolio also, Ogama.
Yeah, Saucer Beaulieu is the head of what was known as the Red Lake Treaty Camp. Mm-hmm. And Red Lake Treaty Camp has some really exciting things planned for their future. So you'll want to tune into Saucer Beaulieu tonight in just a few minutes after this break to hear what's happening.
That reminds me, after this break, right? Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this break. Please stay with us.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lucid Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, right now we have Nancy Beaulieu of Bemidji 350 and also the former co-host of Rock the Vote Native Style on the line right now. And we're still trying to get a hold of Sasha, but it's great. Nancy, people love your updates, and we're so pleased to have you on as many Tuesdays as possible. Welcome, as always, to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to hold space with
Nancy,
you and all of our awesome listeners out there.
Intro there, wasn't it, Ogama? I was like, that was an Academy Award winning kind of intro to her, and I hope not to have to repeat this. Are you there, Nancy?
All right.
Hey.
We're waiting for Nancy to come on the line. While we're waiting for Nancy to come on the line, we can talk about some of the awesome stuff Nancy's done while she has come on to our show before. Nancy has joined us on Native Roots Radio, gosh, on how many Tuesdays, Robert?
Well, I know when it comes to Tuesdays, we've been on the air since the first of the year, Monday through Friday. So I think she's only missed a few. So I don't know. Am I going to do math?
And I think I'm here.
Oh, Nancy, didn't you,
yeah.
Did you hear that great interview or intro I gave you? Or were you on the line then?
It was awesome. Yeah, I actually was on mute, you know. So you always think you're going to screw up on Zoom. But, yeah, I apologize. But, yeah, I'm always honored to be here and hold space and share some of the updates I got. And, you know, some of the exciting news is that there's, you know, solutions to pollution and what some of the work coming out of Minnesota 350 in the electric vehicle. vehicles. Maddie Johnson, my coworker, reached out and said, hey, we got some funding for some electric buses for White Earth and Red Lake. So I had the opportunity to reach out to those two tribes today, and it sounds exciting. And each tribe can get up to four buses, and so we'll see how that works out, because it's depending on, you know, how long those routes are, because those buses only go up to 140 miles per charge. Those buses come with chargers, so free to the tribes, and I think it's just another opportunity for Red Lake and White Earth to further bring their green changes to, you know, the future, so we can have a future.
Absolutely. I get a little, when I heard that, I was really excited, but I also get a little FOMO going, oh, I want to start a school to get some school.
Yeah, teaching is so much fun, Robert. You know, I think if there's a day, you know, we can get out of COVID and we can get out a little bit more, I'd love to get back out and teach, you know, the dream catchers and the beaded dragonflies and the daisy chains. And I miss that connection, and it's a lot of time being home. I just recovered from COVID, and when I do go out, I'm actually double masking, because like I mentioned last week, we just buried an elder here in Leech Lake who was fully vaccinated, and his health was compromised before COVID came, and unfortunately the vaccine's not going to save everybody. So for the sake of our children and our elders and our vulnerable, we shouldn't be masking up and practicing social distancing, because everybody matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're so COVID's been around 18 months or a little longer. And we had Dr. Stately on yesterday, and we've only had a vaccine for 10 months. So things are still in flux. And so, yeah, that's really, really good advice, Nance.
Yeah, so you got to be careful out there. And then I'm getting some messages here from Sasha. She says, are they calling soon? So I'm not sure if you got the right phone number.
Yeah, they tried to call, and it went directly to her voicemail. So and her mailbox, her mailbox is full, so we couldn't leave a message either.
So
she may be right out of range. That's why it's going over to her voicemail right away.
And so should I tell her that you'll be trying again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is stunning live radio. This is awesome.
We love radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so I let her know. So, yeah, until we can get her on the phone, I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's still out there holding it down one way or the other. We know we have people headed over to Scotland, and I want to let people know that Ashley Fairbanks from 100%, she's a director at the 100% campaign. She's going to be holding a virtual attendance at the GOP 26. And so she's going to share a toolkit how we can follow along and strengthen the work of the delegation that she'll be representing in the virtual space. So I encourage people to, you know, if they can, find ways they can show up in virtually, you know, Robert, that's the day and age we live in now anyway, so you might as well hop in and get involved. And I'm actually going to share that link right now. And let me see here. And, I got to copy it again. So she does have a new number. I'm going to send that to you, Robert.
Or Ogama, yeah, one or the other. I can barely talk, so I'll be sending it to Ogama when I went, or to Brett in the mothership to get a hold of her.
Yes, this is special.
Right. And you know, it was interesting to know that, you know, after what happened in Washington and our people out there trying to be heard and remind the world that we're still here, we have people headed for Scotland, and the president's going to be there. And I hope good things come from, you know, us being there and representing ourselves, because I think no matter what part of the globe, we have to continue to show up and, you know, remind these people that are running for office that we're still here.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're playing pinball in the background there, Nancy. I'm sure our audience is thrilled to wonder how you're doing there. Are you a pinball
wizard? Well, yeah, I'm trying to multitask here, and that's not where I'm at right now in my energy level. So it's like, how do I get this number over to?
We can wait for a minute.
Who am I texting you to?
Wait 4 minutes to the commercial break and we'll have plenty of time. These are the times I wish I was a poet so I could do poetry or something as you're multitasking. But that's just text her during the commercial break.
During
we have 4 minutes right now with the segment.
You know,
all right, and then, you know, so a big shout-out for Ashley, you know, creating that space so people from, you know, here can attend that. And so that's actually starting in 5 minutes. So if you go to the 100% campaign on their Facebook page, I'm sure you can find a link to get yourself registered and be involved. And I think, you know, it's always, I'm going to tell everyone, strength in numbers, and I think it's a good way to show up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then, you know, our work out of the Treaty People Gathering in Waubin back in June, that was right prior before we held that occupation on that Enbridge easement for 8 days, but we have some good work coming out of that. You know, not just the Treaty Alliance that will be taking place in February, but we also have these little Treaty 101 sessions going on Wednesday now, kind of as a test session. And Michael Lane has been hosting those, and he's a professor at Bemidji State University in Treaty. And we had a discussion today, and we know there's so many people, our allies and our relatives, that don't even understand what Treaty is. And so we're going to meet Sunday, and then after Sunday we're going to reach out to a few other people. But we want to do a basic intro to Treaty. And so we're going to, you know, next week in the show, I'm going to share what days those are going to be, and I want our listeners to attend those and share those far and wide, because, again, we're all treaty people, and we have to continue to educate people why treaties matter, and we're still here, and the future is going to be saved by our way of life, because we're going to realign ourselves with natural law, defend our treaties, and continue to hold space and assert our treaty rights.
Exactly. Hey, Nancy, why don't you text me Sasha's number, and then I'll get it to Brett. And then Ogemaya and I will talk in the next 2 minutes here and finish up this segment. But we'll come back with both of you. I'm excited, and I almost feel like, you know, handing over the interview to you like the old time sake of Rock the Vote Native style and talk to Sasha. So why don't we let you do that? And Ogema, do you have any other news or any jokes or anything while we have Nancy deal with Sasha's information?
No, that's okay. Yeah, actually I do. So just to kind of fill people in, if you don't know what's happening this coming week, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP26 or COP26, as the Glasgow Conference, is going to be the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference. And it's scheduled to be held in Glasgow, Scotland, in the United Kingdom, between the 31st of October and the 12th of November, under the co-presidency of the United Kingdom and Italy. So we have several delegates from the United States who are going to the COP26 summit, and as Nancy mentioned, the president will be there, which is interesting because what's going to be happening is that there's going to be a lot of water protectors and environmental protectors and defenders who are going to be making themselves heard at this international event, making themselves heard in such a way that the United States government has not even listened. So that's going to be a really interesting dichotomy.
Good word, dichotomy. I haven't heard that one in a while. That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to have Nancy Bolio and Sasha on next. We're going to get this number thing situated, and we're going to have a rockin' rest of the show. And one thing, too, Christine says, I would like to learn more about treaties. Would like to find the link on the discussion as we described. So we'll get that out there on Ogema. Will take care of that in a matter of moments. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hey, it's Tom. Summer goes by faster than you expect, and before you know it, construction and solar installation season is over. Get on the calendar with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed now to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. So stop renting your power and go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Patrick here for Z Floors by Zero Res. As much as my friends at Zero Res want to save every carpet and floor they service, it does come to be time for replacement, and that's just one more thing on your home improvement plate. But lucky for you, nobody knows carpet and flooring better than Zero Res, and Z Floors by Zero Res is here to help. Z Floors by Zero Res partnered with the industry leaders in carpet and flooring manufacturing to offer custom solutions for any lifestyle or budget. From top of the line leak-proof products to silky smooth luxury patterns, whether you're considering hardwood, carpet, luxury, vinyl, or tile, Z Floors by Zero Res will bring their mobile showroom to your home for a free in-home consultation. So when nothing but new will do, check out the new Zero Res new flooring experience at www.z-floors.com. That's z-floors.com to shop online anytime. Or call 952-0-RES to set up a free consultation.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, host of the Bradcast. We'll expose all the latest schemes, frauds, and more weeknights at 7 on AM 950.
Fine dining, walking paths, gardens, and green space, the sound of children playing, groups gathered to sing and paint, prayer groups and water aerobics classes. Those are the sights and sounds that greet you at Episcopal Homes Assisted Living. Located close to Highway 280 and University Avenue, this charming community offers studio, one- and two-bedroom apartments. Services to help you get through your day are provided by a compassionate care team who get to know you, what you like, and your routines, just like a second family. Stay as busy as you like attending art or exercise classes. Take in live performances or a movie at the theater. Gather with friends at the bistro or pub. Head outside and read to the children from the on-site child care. Episcopal Homes Assisted Living also offers memory care with specialized activities and support for those impacted by memory loss. Part of a continuum of care, Episcopal Homes has proudly been serving older adults for over 125 years. Check out EpiscopalHomes.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Tom, certified financial planner with an all-women team at RBC Wealth Management. Making sure you and your loved ones can live comfortably in the future starts with the choices you make today. During times like these, having a trusted investment team is more important than ever. We practice social distancing and can work with clients remotely. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 45, Wednesday rain with a high near 51, and Thursday more rain with a high around 52. Nightingale off 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis is open for in-person service. Try the famous Nightingale burger and fries, ginger tamari, chicken wings, duck pastrami, and more. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu available until midnight. Make your reservation or place your takeout order at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're back with Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, also former and great host of Rock the Vote Native Style, which I think we're going to have to revisit here with the election coming up here, the midterms. Nancy, welcome back.
Well, always a pleasure, Robert. And I just want to say, before we introduce our guest, is I want to talk about land back really quick because, you know, this is why I asked Sasha to come on, because I think she's got something going on that's really powerful in regards to our land back. And land back, you know, somebody asked me the other day, too, as well, well, since the construction is done, the camps will be closing. I was like, no, we have land back. We have culture camps. And I think, you know, what these land backs really do for us, they help us find our way back to the land and our culture, and they realign ourselves with the natural law. We can build lodges and find healing. We can learn our stories, our way of life, assert our treaty rights such as hunting, fishing, and gathering. We can have maple and wild rice camps. We can have community. We find purpose and hope, and we build on resiliency, and we build on Native people power, and we're strong again, because in this assimilated world with all the discrimination and all this oppression, it's just hard for us to live from one day to the next, and our people don't have the resiliency to stand up and fight back in a good way and defend our treaties and our water. So I feel what we've learned out of Standing Rock and these other camps here in Minnesota, that land back is really critical to find you know, justice for Mother Earth and for all living things, and it's a good way for us to come back together as a people, protect our way of life, defend our treaties, and overall find the healing that we really need. And this is why I feel the work that the Red Lake Treaty Camp is, you know, kind of transitioning into. I think it's important, and I'm really honored to, you know, hear what the Red Lake Treaty Camp is up to, and I want to welcome our sister from the Red Lake Nation, Sasha Bolio, on our show tonight.
Hello.
Hello, Sasha.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Hey, can you let people across Turtle Island know where Red Lake is right now? Because we have people in Chicago and Madison and all over Turtle Island listening to us. Could you just give a little rundown of where you're at and then talk about what Nancy just asked you?
Yep, we're way up north here in northern Minnesota. Right now, what Red Lake is doing right now is we're transitioning from the Red Lake Treaty Camp. We went real hard on trying to stop Line 3 all summer, and right now we're trying to transition over to a ranch, fully solar, fully wind-powered. We're going to be off the grid. We got a lot of really exciting things coming up, you know. So, I mean, we got some horses coming out. I don't know. There's just a lot of things going on here. So exciting changes coming.
Yeah. Hey, jump in, Nancy.
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking when I seen it on Facebook, the horses, and I think of the, you know, our war ponies and our culture and our young men and our women, you know, learning how to stand in a good way and these land backs, the community is what is important to, you know, those teachings and things. And so I'm thinking about, you know, I need to get up to Red Lake pretty soon and see this for myself, because I feel the good energy from here. And Sasha, is there a way that people can, you know, moving forward, I know you're going to get your horses here real soon. What can they do physically? Is there any way that these people can come and help prep some area that you're looking at? Where's the land at? Do you have any good news on that?
Right now I'm forming a Red Lake co-op. It's all Red Lake member owned. We're doing it on reservation land. We have quite a lot of land up here. I think we have like close to 700,000 acres. We'll be doing it on the western side of the reservation. There's a lot of good soil out there. So it's going to be a Red Lake co-op. We're going to bring it before the tribal council. And we're going to offer equine therapy to community members and people looking to heal from front lines, and just a lot of people just looking to come out and learn gardening, learn how to solar, you know, just how to live a carbon-free life. You know, we're just trying to reverse our carbon footprint here. So, you know, there's a lot of different ideas we have that will be going on at the camp. So we're hoping that we can open up a new page that'll be updating with the new things that'll be coming up here. So, yeah, it'll be up in Red Lake. We're hoping maybe we'll be open by May after the snow thaws. We'll start building, so we'll definitely keep people up to date on that. But we'll definitely have winter needs this winter. We'll be purchasing horses. They're coming on Friday. So we got a small group of people that are actually going to be staying not too far from the Red Lake Treaty Camp area on private land. They'll be taking care of the horses and training them, getting them ready for the opening this spring. So there will be definite needs. They have, you know, they need hay, they need quite a lot of stuff. So we definitely will be opening something up on the for the ranch. So we'll just keep following the Red Lake Treaty Camp page for now, and we'll definitely be posting things from there. So definitely check us out there.
And I'm thinking, too, you know, this takes a little bit of money. Is there any way people can send you money and help support the new horse nation? Is there a way people can reach out and do that?
Yeah, definitely. Right now, we're still just working through the Red Lake Treaty Camp. Same links. The Cash App is Stars on Stone. Venmo is Stars_on_stone. And definitely we'll be opening a new one just specifically for winter needs. So like I said, we'll be trying to post everything from the Treaty Camp page right now until I do transition over to the new page. So we could definitely keep people updated from there. There's just so many different things we're going to try to do. We're going to stay off the electric grid and just completely go solar, wind. We're going to use horses out there. We're definitely going to ask for, like, try to get some funding for electric vehicles. So when we do leave, we're not using gas-powered vehicles, you know. So we're definitely trying to just, you know, one step at a time, just trying to do something different. So definitely stay tuned and watch what we're doing and support if you can.
Yeah. Ogama, did you have a quick question?
Yeah, I actually was hoping Sasha might be able to answer. Do you have any names in mind for the ranch yet, or something we could keep our eyes peeled for, or does that need to go to vote yet?
I'm thinking, you know, I did this Red Lake Treaty Camp in honor of my grandfather, Chief Red Robe, so I was thinking of going with Red Robe Ranch or Red Robes Resistance Ranch. I'm still thinking about it. I think we're trying to be resistant, and we're trying to get back our sovereignty of needing electricity and needing gas and needing outside sources. You know, we want to make our own ribbon skirts, start making our own clothes, growing our own food year round with greenhouses out there. We want to have chickens, goats. You know, we're definitely just going completely independent community. So
I know where to buy my goat soap now, right, Robert?
That's right. And I was going to say, hey, Sasha, I heard you were in Washington. I saw you, and Nancy and I were talking a little bit about this before the show. That Nancy, go ahead and ask who Sasha talked to when we were already gone from Washington.
I believe Sasha was visiting with the Army Corps. Still with
us? Yep, definitely. We that was our mission for the Red Lake Treaty Camp, was to go and inform the Army Corps of punctures that we were notified of. I got new information that there was punctures in the Clearbrook Terminal, and that these were aquifers that were not reported, and it was close to 1 million gallons that was spilling, and they still haven't capped it. So, and that's directly in the route, so I don't think they're able to even pump oil through there. They shouldn't be able to. So we're really pushing on that. We still got a lot of meetings. We're still currently doing meetings, but it was confirmed last week, so definitely looking into this now. So hopefully something will happen with that.
Right. And, you know, I'm really grateful for, you know, people bringing things like this to the attention of people that need to hear about it. And a big shout out to Ron Turney of IAN, who also was droning out to the Mississippi at Camp Firelight, because we would have never known about those frack outs if we don't do this monitoring of our own lands. Because, again, we're the guardians. And I really appreciate when people, you know, like Sasha, have the opportunity to go out and send our messaging out there. And are there any other highlights that you have from Washington you want to share with us?
Well, I think another thing I want to stress right now is that Red Lake is working on trying to get our northern tip of our lake back. That was another thing in the treaty that was taken from us somewhere between Red Lake and Washington. A piece of our upper Red Lake was stolen, and we're actually going to be going up and doing an event and trying to have awareness of how our lake was stolen. So be looking for events for that too as well.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds powerful.
Yeah. That's so powerful. We're at some lake back stuff up here too, so.
And I can't wait to get a t-shirt of your new camp name when you come up with it, because that sounds like it's going to be rocking. Hey, Sasha, yeah. Gigi, for being on, and always good to see you. We got to see you in Washington, but it's always good to see you doing good work as you've been doing all the way back, even before Standing Rock, when you were a true warrior back then, too. So, Pini Gigi, for being on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Mm-hmm. McGwitch.
Wow, that was awesome. We're going to keep you on, Nancy, because, because we can, I guess. So,
I guess so.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break with a little ending shot here with Nancy Bolio. You're with Ogama and Robert and Nancy, and we'll be right back after this short break. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
Get ready to howl, Nancy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
I don't think I heard Nancy. Howl.
No, I don't howl.
You don't howl. My dog was howling. I kept
Sorry about that, folks. But yeah, I just want to remind people to support the students on Thursday, the rally at the Army Corps. And and keep an eye on the Red Lake Treaty Camp. And I also want to we got to know the holidays are coming, and some people still celebrate that. Well, let's support our Native relatives by buying the great work that's out there, and keep it local, and help again. You know, support our communities by supporting our artists and BIPOC stores and all those good things like that. And I just want to also kind of put a bug in everyone's ear. I think November 18th, Give to the Max. So start saving your change, tuck those $1 bills away, and you'll support great work that, you know, a lot of these organizations out there that hold space in a lot of good ways and a lot of different fronts. And this, you know, work that I do for Minnesota 350, the money that I'll be asking for is going to be funding the Treaty Alliance gathering that we're excited about. So, again, start stashing the cash because we'll be asking for it in a good way.
Yeah, there's going to be a announcement, too, here in a week or so, Nancy, that you're involved with Native Roots Radio, and we can't wait until they let us announce it. But we're excited, and especially about the whole artist, promoting the artists and Native artists and true artists, not the stuff that you see at Kmart and Kmart.
Right, and, you know, I'm going to end my evening making another pair, a beautiful something. I don't know what it is, but when as artists make our work, we give every ounce of love in every stitch and every bead and every thought. And so they're made with TLC rubber, and that's even more reason to buy our work.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure you are this way, too, but a lot of the artists, and especially like the old time beaders when they were beading with those glass beads, put a lot of prayer in their work. And that's always amazing to hear.
Right, and that's the love, you know. We're praying out of love. And so there's just, you got to know, too, Robert, art is very therapeutic. And I think, you know, a lot of people can tune into that if they're feeling down, feeling bored, feeling creative. There's all kinds of reasons why you can do art, all kinds of forms of art. But, you know, they tell our stories and they share our love and they send their messages out, the work that we do. So I encourage people to be artistic. It might be, you know, cooking or dancing, whatever it is. You share a piece of your soul when you create art, Robert.
You know, it's interesting, Nancy, when you were talking, when I go to a powwow, for instance, I ask people who made this. And if they can't tell me, I won't buy it. And 99% of the times, they can tell you who made it and what tribe they're in. And I think that's something to tell our allies out there that are listening to us, our white allies that listen to us on the radio waves across Turtle Island here, is that that's a good way to do. And no one will be offended when you do ask that, Nancy.
Right. And, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of our artwork, you know, shares our culture, tells our stories, and it connects us in a lot of different ways. And, you know, when we get support from our allies that purchase our work, you know, they promote, you know, us as well. Because, again, some people do this for a living. I do it because it's therapeutic. Someday I might want to turn it into work. But it's an opportunity for our people to use their creativity and share their feeling, and just, it feels good to do something that's beautiful, Robert, little or small, whatever it might be. I just love art, and I want to encourage people to take a few minutes out of their busy schedule and find something that they can relate to and tap into it. And I tell you, we all have a talent.
That's right, Nancy, and I really appreciate you being on and all the work you do and all the art you do, too, because I know there's good thought and prayer in that, and I've seen your stuff, and I'm excited to see more of it, and I know that you, it's very therapeutic, but it's also a form of prayer to our ancestors and the great things that they did for us to make it that we're still
right.
Here.
Right, And I want to just give one shout out to, I'll be having some soap for sale, Robert, some nice scenty soap. Not too scenty, but earthy. And I want people to know that too, because I want to get that out there in the near future. And it, I actually bought an earth-friendly saran wrap, Robert, just wow. to play it safe. Yeah, so we're going to be good there.
I can't wait
Thank
to
you,
see
Robert.
That. I can't wait to see that and wash myself with that. So, Nancy, again, Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, and artist extraordinaire. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Cool. Wow. Ogama, Nancy is just awesome. And, you know, think about art, and it's built so much in our culture, Ogama, because I know we have stories told with our art. We have we have calendars made from our art. There's all these things. And wait, here's an Anishinaabe Art Festival in July in 2022 in Bemidji at the Stanford Center. That's going to be exciting. And that's Audrey Thayer who put that up there, Ogama.
Yeah, McGuitch, Audrey, I see your post here about the Anishinaabe Arts Festival. I did see it come through. I hadn't announced it yet because it's in July 2022, but now that you put it up here, I realize that other artists like Nancy must probably want to know that that's coming up so that they can get themselves prepared. And, you know, Robert, I love listening to Nancy because Nancy always gives me great ideas on how to decolonize, and she encourages me to do so, and all of our listeners, and art is a great way to decolonize your mind. They want you in front of the TV. They want you believing those types of lies that you're seeing coming through on the news. And to sit down and make some sort of art is an act of rebellion. So decolonize and do some art, everybody.
Exactly. And it's great because, you know, I'm a musician, and I feel it in its emotion. And I know I don't draw or anything like that. I did when I was young, but it touches your soul whenever it just really. I don't know. I wish I was an artist, but I feel like I have a heart of an artist, so I can appreciate these things, Ogama.
That's really all that matters. Heart of an artist, you know, for a musician, it's kind of hard to translate being a musician into, you know, physical artwork. So it's mm-hmm. definitely something where it's something that comes out of your heart. And somebody just commented on our show, too, that it's truth. Art is rebellion. And Nancy commented, too. She's still listening. She says music is art, too. So don't sell yourself short, Robert.
I guess I shouldn't have told her that the show ended because it's still going on. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Nancy is probably pound for pound our best guest, and we get the most response and the most views on YouTube and Facebook. Her and Winona LaDuke are right up there, and we're lucky to have her here in Minnesota, and we have to pray for her, and we have to keep her healthy because our people really need her, Ogama.
They really do. Our Anishinaabe people, our Lakota Dakota relatives, everybody could learn something from Nancy Bolio, I have no doubt.
Right. Hey, so I would first say again a quick shout out to Audrey Thayer. We love her and we've got to get her on the show. But I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're not living on Earth, we are not living on Earth. We are Earth. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Ogama Pinigigi for all the work you do. Sasha Bolio, Nancy Bolio, Pinigigi for being our great guests. We wouldn't have a show without these great guests and Ogama. We're still here. We are the seventh generation Free Leonard Peltier. Mask up.